This is the BBC.
Are you ready for Tuesday's podcast? It's on now. A club promoter calls us and tells us everything. Something to be aware of next time you go out. Also, who were you devastated by when they got married because they were your crush? And more people talking backwards and claiming it as their superpower. Good afternoon, Ellen, who says, wow, two out of three Jonas Brothers within the first 10 minutes of the show. I can tell it's going to be a good one. By the way, DNC released a new single on Friday, Keep Up, Hon. Oh, I'm not aware of that. That must mean if I don't know about it, it's not any good.
They were great.
Why aren't we playing it otherwise?
But do you remember when they came in? They were very funny.
They're hilarious. But, like, where's their new song? It's probably No Cake by the Ocean. I mean, I said it before, I said it again. Some artists just peak with their first track, and, I mean, they're never going to better that.
Right.
But are they? That's a great song. DNC are never going to do a better song than Cake by the Ocean. Are they? They're not.
Well, I'm
They've
just,
peaked.
You'd have to assume that they're trying, at least.
Oh, everyone would try, but, like, it's not going to happen. Let's be honest.
So you're like, claiming it's a fluke?
Real talk. No, I'm just saying that, like, they've peaked with their first song. Happens to loads of artists. That's true. We've had Joe from DNC. Then we had Nick just on them. Who's left?
I don't know. I actually don't know who the third one is. Pardew?
No. Parfait? Anybody?
Anyone?
Anyone know the third
See,
Jonas
no one
brother?
Knows.
Third one. Come on. You do know this.
Anyone?
Give me a name. Any
don't
name.
Need to write it down. Clue. He's written down Clue.
Well, what? A clue to a name?
Clue. Well, what does it rhyme with?
Wevin.
Wevin?
Kevin, that's correct. That's
oh,
right.
I was going to say, who's Bevin? Bevin Jonas.
I feel sorry for Kevin because no one remembers him. He was on the great TV show Married to Jonas. Do you remember?
No.
Reality TV show where he married like a normal girl that wasn't a pop star or like not a celeb from New Jersey. But then she quickly became accustomed to the lifestyle. One of the cliffhangers on the episodes that I watched where she ordered some champagne flutes and they weren't the right one and she went off.
So is he a pop star, Kevin?
Kevin Jonas, not so much, no. Mm. Not as much, no. But reality TV show, really good. Check it out.
Okay.
It's all over YouTube.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Where it begins.
Chris is grinning like a Cheshire cat today. Ho! Because of his win last night.
Massive.
For him.
Massive. Although I don't really feel I should talk about it too much because it will annoy Chelsea fans.
What happened?
Listening. Watford beat Chelsea 4-1.
4-1.
Were you not watching?
I didn't see it.
Amazed I didn't get a message from you.
4-1.
4-1.
That's really good, isn't
Scott,
it?
Scott, the last... That is good. Hmm. The last 15 minutes, it was amazing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Were you okay, Hun, last night? Because I saw some of your tweets and they didn't really make that much sense.
I'll tell you what I did is... It's when you type, and I wasn't too bothered about what I was typing because I was just excited and wanted to get the tweet out.
Yeah.
And so there was a spelling mistake, but I only realised after.
Do you not spell check your tweets first?
No, not really.
Do you not just look through them once just to see?
No, generally I have to write the tweet again, but then I just thought, oh, what's the point?
Yeah. Okay, just get it out.
Mate,
then, yeah.
It's such a good result last night.
Well done.
So happy. Thank you.
Why am I saying well done to you?
Well, because we won.
Yeah, but it's not you. Like, I've had this conversation before. You didn't do anything.
I don't know. I'm thinking about this after you last said this. I think fans have more of an impact than you might think.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
Maybe Watford wouldn't have won 4-1 if I'd never supported them in the first place.
Well, surely it's how they play football.
No, but the butterfly effect. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like every fan. Every fan. It could be that someone distracts one of the players in the crowd.
Yeah.
And that small thing changes another thing, changes another thing.
If you've not heard this before, I don't understand when people, and I'm not being offensive here, but when people go, oh, yeah, we won yesterday. And it's like, well, yeah, but you didn't do anything.
Yeah, but you just support them.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills. Where? Begins.
Kevin Jonas is getting all the love on the show today. I've never mentioned him so much in my life. The hidden Jonas brother. The one you hardly hear of. I bet he's happy. I bet he's happy. He's having a great life there in LA. Loads of money. Doesn't have to go on tour or promote his new music like the other two. Just sat there, just having a cocktail probably. Just doing a barbecue. Someone says, I used to have a major crush on Kevin Jonas as a kid. I was so sad when he got married. That does happen, doesn't it? Let me know if this happened to you when you are genuinely sad, like proper gutted, when one of your favourites gets married.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
1.
1.
Where?
It begins.
You know, we were both DJing over the weekend. It was lots of fun.
Yeah.
I got sent a picture. It was a really, really good picture. Like, ideal DJ picture of me, sort of mid-flow,
yeah,
so to speak.
I know, sometimes you get one and you're like, oh, that is good. That's going to be my profile picture.
So anyway, I clicked on it and it sent me a link to the club's, all the pictures that were taken that night in the club. And I went through them all to try find this picture because I thought, ideal profile picture.
Yeah.
And, mate, I didn't realise that you can see all sorts in these pictures. Everything is on. Like, groups of mates and guys with girls and girls with guys. Yeah. And it's like, the whole club night is told through these photos.
Yeah, I think every club does this now, or like every student night. There's like a, like they have a photographer and they just take loads and just put them up and everywhere.
We were chatting about this and saying, like, God, it'd be so bad if you get caught out. And I was saying to you that I bet you people must contact the club to get these pictures taken down if they're kind of compromising, because they must get caught out, because these, yeah, photographers just wander around the club. And you don't think this happens?
I don't. Well, I've heard that it happens, but I'm like, I don't think that people would get caught out. They'd be clever, too clever.
It must happen.
Yeah, but you'd be on your guard, wouldn't you? If you saw a bloke with a lens, you'd be like, oh, okay, I'm not supposed to be with them.
I don't know, because I think they, you know, you're a bit carried away because it's late at night and you've had a couple of drinks.
Also, can we discuss what happened to my arm in that photo that got taken at the university at the weekend when we were DJing?
Oh, yeah.
I look like I've got a weird arm. It's like I've moved while the picture's been taken, and I've got an extra long arm and no hand. It's just, it's like a big bar at the end of my hand. Have you seen this on my Twitter?
It's like some kind of alien arm that,
yeah,
you've got there.
Concern that I'm an alien.
Really extendable.
Right, let's find out. Claire, you're a club promoter, right?
I am, yeah.
Is this true?
It is absolutely true. Pretty much every time we do an event, the next day we will get messages with people asking us to take photos down. And from some of them, it's quite easy to work out why they want to take it down.
And why?
Well, sometimes it might be like cuddling somebody, or there might be a kiss, or, and you know, you can kind of tell it's not the same person that's in the profile picture with them.
Oh, I see. If they message you on Facebook or something like,
yeah,
that,
yeah,
you see the actual kind of partner,
oh,
in,
no,
the picture. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they're quite subtle and they say, oh, I want this photo removed. But then we have had the occasions where they've like contacted about three of our different social media accounts and you can tell the panic. And then they've just admitted, he's seen it, I've cheated on him, but yeah, I need to just take it down.
So you get the full story with it.
We've had one where, oh my gosh, it was awful. They wrote to us on every social media account and they were in the back of every one of our big crowd shot photos.
And what were they
kissing,
doing? Having a little
kissing,
kiss?
Yeah, proper making out.
Oh no!
Like, and she was like, I've told him, I'm really sorry, he knows about it and this is just rubbing it in his face, so I need to take him down.
Me and Chris were having this conversation the other day. It must be so hard to cheat now because of social media.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We were talking about it, weren't we?
It was a reasoned debate rather than a sort of... Yeah.
Well, no, neither of us were thinking about it.
No, but you make it sound like we were plotting.
No. I just think it's like, it must be quite stressful because, like, back in the day when there was, no internet or whatever, must have been, like, easy to do. You could have, like, three or four on the go. Mm. Now, quite stressful, I think.
What are the reasons people give for having photos taken down generally?
Well, sometimes, because Facebook is quite, it can be quite subtle, they can just do like that, this is inappropriate or whatever, you don't want it. But we've, often when that's the case, we then go, right, what is wrong with this photo? Because, yeah, sometimes like there'll be like a group of people and it's actually quite a nice photo, so we don't necessarily want to take it down unless we have a look. But sometimes it's pure vanity. There's definitely like serial offenders of this, people who come every week, try and get a photo and ask for it to be taken down every week, and we can't see anything wrong with it.
So are these photos that are taken by, like, the club photographer?
Yeah, yeah. He'll do, like, an album of, like, 100-odd photos. And,
yeah,
then...
and you'll get people going, nah, that's not my best side, actually. Can you put a better one on?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of them.
Really?
There's plenty of them going, like, you know, they'll just sort of reply. It's quite obvious that it's a vanity thing, because there's nothing else wrong with it.
Mm. Club promoters are fascinating, aren't they, Scott? Because think about it, they see everything.
Everything.
Claire, do you find it's mostly boys or girls being cheaty?
I think it's mostly girls who admit it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's girls who have the guilt, so they might be like, I need to take it out because I feel bad. whereas the boys, they tend to just do the, this photo is inappropriate.
That's hilarious.
Why, and
that's
then we work it out. We put it together.
And what, do they just message you on social media or they email or what?
So, like, on Facebook, there's, like, an automatic thing where you can say, I'm not happy with this. So it tends to be that.
And can you tell from the message that they're panicking?
Yeah, because usually the ones who are really panicking message you more than once.
Right.
So they might see the photo, like, our photographer tends to upload them quite late at night because he might go home straight away and do it. So we're not always in the office to respond straight away.
Oh, right, so it'll
so
be...
So the ones
like...
where they've messaged a few times, you're thinking, yeah, this person's panicking.
Yeah, right, they'll message at 4 a.m. going, hello, hello.
Yeah, yeah. Hello.
Are you listening?
Have you seen this?
You didn't believe this, Scott. You
no.
didn't believe that people do this, contact their club that they've been at to try and get the pictures taken down.
It's never even crossed my mind.
There'll be people out there listening to this right now that will have done this.
Yeah.
Or... And we'd love to hear from you. Fallen victim to being spotted in one of the photos.
Yes, get in touch, please. We'd have to give your name out. 81199. Good to speak to you, Claire.
Yeah, good to speak to you too. I've got walls of gossip if you ever want it.
That's what I'm saying, right? That was my next question. Because I know that club promoters know everything.
Yeah.
Can we call you back and get some more gossip?
You absolutely can.
Oh, this could be like the new James Private Investigator. Mm. Stories of a club promoter. I reckon we could, like, call you after every weekend.
You probably could, yeah. We'd have something new.
Right, I'll speak to you soon. I'll keep the number.
All right, then. Yeah, please do.
Love
See you,
bye.
I love you, bye.
Scott Mills. Radio 1. BBC. Radio 1. Where it begins.
If you're thinking of being a cheater, all the clubs, they do put photos online. All over their Insta, all over their Facebook and Twitter. It's pretty hard to be a cheaty cheat anymore.
It is. Oh, we're getting so many messages about this, Scott. Look at this one. There was a picture of my then boyfriend kissing another girl on a club website.
Yeah.
The girl was my best friend's brother's girlfriend.
Right, and there's loads of people saying this is how they broke up with their partner because they saw the pictures from the club. It's dangerous. I mean, you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. Okay. Ocean Beach Club Ibiza have gone up a level. They have a live feed.
No way.
They have a live feed. So if you know your boyfriend or girlfriend, husband or wife is out there in Ibiza, you can watch them like a hawk on the live feed. Live from Ocean Beach Club.
That's terrible because you shouldn't be doing that.
No, but you can. That's what I'm saying.
But you can, so you probably
And people
gonna...
will. Matt, what did you do?
Well, I was still seeing my ex-girlfriend after about 2 years, and I went out and literally had a mad night out in Nottingham, only to wake up the next morning with pictures of me with several different girls on a particular club's Facebook page. So it was a little bit... I had to message them straight away, which took a couple of hours of constantly checking to see if they'd taken the pictures off.
But you were sweating, weren't you?
Yes, yep.
Well, that's you're a very naughty person.
And did you make up an excuse as to why you wanted the pictures down?
No, to be fair, they didn't even respond to me. It just took several hours for them to take them off.
But they did take them off?
Yeah, they took them off eventually, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And tell me, what happened with the girlfriend at the time?
Well, I'm not with her anymore.
Hmm. Was it because of this?
No, she didn't find out because of that, although I was checking my phone every 5 minutes for one of her friends to say something, to tag me in Facebook or something along those lines.
Very naughty.
But then that is Nottingham for you.
One, Scott Mills, BBC. Radio 1. Where it begins.
Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
Hello. Tanya and Zoe.
Hi. And Zoe, how can I help you?
Hello, we've just landed from the Super Bowl. We thought we'd ring and tell you how it was.
Oh, it's you.
You were our Jan Slam winners. Like,
we were, yeah.
You won the best prize that Radio 1's given away, I think, in the whole time I've been here.
It was amazing.
Right, so remind people if they don't know, what did you win?
Okay, so we won two tickets to the Super Bowl in the USA. So we went over to Minnesota and watch the game on Sunday, and we've just literally come back and landed.
Oh, that's quite sweet that you've just called up to be like, thanks. Right, tell me everything. What was it like?
It was really good. It was amazing. The atmosphere was really good. Justin Timberlake was really good.
It was amazing.
It's just so unexpected, though. Like, when you started this year, it's pretty cool what you've already got up to, and we're not really that far into the year. When you answered the phone, and we were doing the breakfast show at the time, actually, when you won that competition, to have gone to the Super Bowl was pretty cool, right?
It is. And we kept saying it doesn't seem real. It seems so strange now that we've just come back and
What was Minnesota like? I'd quite like to go to Minnesota.
It was really good. There's a lot to do out there as well. The weather was a little bit cold.
Yeah, I bet it was. Also, I bet your Instagram is banging right now.
Yeah, and Facebook, everything.
I was thinking of you guys because I was watching the Super Bowl, obviously, on BBC, and I was watching Chappers and OC and Jason. We love those guys now. They came on the show. And all I could think of you was you guys out there actually enjoying it. What an amazing prize.
It was so good. It was crazy.
See, it's just by one way of answering your phone, that word, and you're in. Oh, I'm glad you had a good time.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. Apparently Muggy Mike was on Celebs Go Dating last night.
Yeah, I've seen a lot about that, actually. Yeah.
Apparently he's
been quite muggy.
Yeah, always. Yesterday, because of that show, Celebs Go Dating, we got a real insight into what it would be like to go on a date, a first date with the JC, with Gemma Collins. Imagine it, you turn up at the bar, and these are Gemma's opening lines to you.
Do you want some wine?
Go on, I'll have some.
Would you want red or white?
Would you want red or white? Why is she speaking like that?
Do you want red or white?
What? No. Would you want red or white?
Do you want some wine?
Go on, I'll have some.
Would you want red or white?
And then the next question.
Anyway, would you talk me through your daily routine, dear?
Get up, breakfast.
Do you have a cup of tea with it?
Always have a cup of tea.
Good. And then what do you do? Did you go to a toilet?
Huh?
You go to a toilet in the mornings?
Yeah, every morning.
Awkward laugh.
Go on. I'd just like to know people's routine to see if it'll fit in around mine. So you take to the toilet.
Take to the toilet.
BBC Radio 1.
Would you want red or white?
Would you want red or white?
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio.
It's really good, that.
Oh, GC. That's Rudimental and Jess Glynn. And these days...
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Here is Tom. He's a greenkeeper at a golf club and also a keen golfer. But he's mediocre. Handicap 9. Hello, Tom.
Yas.
Have I just summed up your whole life story there, yeah?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, I know, apart from the fact that you can't buy a scratch card without ID despite being 20.
Yeah, I'm struggling, yeah.
Really? You look really young.
Yeah, well, I was driving home and a car was following me and I pulled up in the village where I live and a police car pulled up behind me and someone rang the police. They saw a 12-year-old driving a car.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. But how old were you then?
I was 18.
18, but looked 12.
Yeah.
Look at the 12-year-old driving. He's in full control of the car.
But look, it won't be a bad thing. If you can keep that sort of that ratio going all your life, you'll always look young then, won't you?
Yeah.
That's what everyone says, but it's hard.
I mean, look at me, Chris.
Exactly.
Sometimes you've just got the genes. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and if you haven't got them, you buy them.
Yeah, it's buy the work. All right, Tom. Here's what I've got for you today. Quick. Ever heard this song in your life, Tom?
I have, yeah.
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 Would have been nice if I could find the chorus, but it's coming. I'm joking. Here it is. It's Alexis Jordan and Happiness. I'm in a really silly mood today. I don't know why. Okay.
It's another Scott Mills classic.
Yeah. I've gone for, by the way, just to let you know now, I've gone for songs that are really me this week. That's my tack.
All right. So if I'm going to set the scene with this one. My mother's Corsa, red Corsa, used to be driving around and I'd wind down the windows even when it's freezing cold. And this is what you'd hear as I pass by. This is Tupac featuring Elton John. And this is called Ghetto Gospel.
So everyone in Pinner will associate this with a clapped-out Corsa, will they?
Yeah. And really distorted speakers.
Yeah. Oh, you've blown the speaker there, mate. Okay, good. Well, I know what you're going to choose, Tom.
Well, it is tough, But we did hear pretty much all the old songs, Scott.
Don't lie, it's not tough. This is not a tough decision for you.
So I'll go for Chris's.
Michael says, you were robbed there. That's an absolute shambles. Alexis Jordan, Happiness is arguably the GOAT.
GOAT?
Greatest of all time.
Oh, yeah. Nah, come on, a lot of love for that. AD in Sutton Coldfield. Yes, Chris, I've forgotten about this. Tune.
You would have had the worst of that on your MSN,
yeah.
I bet you.
We were just talking about this.
Definitely would have.
I had my name.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's then confirmed.
Yeah. So I can't remember what line it was from Ghetto Gospel. That would be underneath my username. That was it.
Stark 69, is it?
Not far off. And
why is it always 69?
For a long time, it was the words from Kano, Night Night.
Oh God, it's so you.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
I'm not sure I'm down with the current trend of literally listing every single person that's on the song. At the moment, right, on the Radio 1 playlist, there are so many tracks with like 5-6 different artists on, and it's like, do I have to mention all of them every time?
Surely whoever's first.
Well, okay, Hailee Steinfeld on that one, fair. Alesso, yeah. Florida George Line, yeah. What does What do?
Are you saying some of them are extras?
I think so. It's just like, what does What do? What, like play the tambourine on it or something? Like, why is he on the credits, she on the credits? Huh?
Well, no, I don't know.
Loads of people, like two, it's overstaffed. Like, next one, simple, George Ezra. No one else there, is there? There's no, like, also this, that. Just George Ezra. Troye Sivan is coming up, just him. This is BBC Radio 1, I'm Scott Mills. Okay, Sarah, so you have a superpower too, right?
Hi, Scott. I was listening to your show last week when you were doing the superpowers, and I heard the guy who can say words backwards.
Yes, well, the thing is, right, we think everyone's got a superpower. You may not have realised it yet, it might be hidden, but Chris can spot a vegan just from hearing their voice, as we discovered last week. Mm. Would you like him to have a go on you?
Oh, yes, please. Go on, let's see.
I already know this. This is an easy one.
Oh, no, he's going to the place. Eyes are rolling back.
I don't need to be there long, to be honest.
Oh, look at... I worry about your eyes.
Meat eater.
Oh.
You're a meat eater.
Yeah, I am.
How so quick?
Because from the second she started talking, you could almost hear the meat in her mouth.
Right, okay.
You had it recently, didn't you?
I haven't had any meat today, but I am a meat eater, so you're quite right.
Mm-hmm. You've not had any today? When was the last time you had meat?
Oh, for dinner last night.
Yeah, see, that's why recent.
Yeah, you can sense it. It's in my belly somewhere.
And then we had the guy on that can work out words backwards really quick. What's yours?
Well, I was the same as him, so I can also do backwards words very quickly. I thought everyone could, but clearly it's a thing, even though I didn't know it was. So I thought I'd bring you guys and let you know.
Nice. So you're from the same planet as Backwards Boy.
From the same planet, I'm just Backwards Girl.
When did you realise you could do this?
Well, I was listening to your show and you guys were quite excited by Backwards Boy, and I thought, I do this every day, this is my norm. So I asked my husband if this was something he also did, and he looked at me very strangely, had no idea that I did it. In fact, nobody in my life knows I do it. I just do it inside my head.
That's so cool. So you've had this superpower that's just been dormant inside you for so long.
I guess wasted. Just wasted.
And we've made you realise that actually you're something special.
Yeah, and I didn't know it was a thing, but clearly it's a thing and I think I'm quite good at it, so.
When you were listening to the guy that was doing it backwards, right, all the words, did you listen to it and think, well, I could do faster than that?
Well, I was doing it alongside him in my head when you were giving him the words, and I was getting there a bit quicker than he was.
Were you now?
In my head, so.
He was fast.
He was fast. He was good.
I got an idea.
Go on.
Why don't we call him and put you against him and see who's fastest?
Love it. Let's do it.
Yeah?
So you're saying whoever wins takes the crown sort
of
thing?
Yeah. You up for that, Sarah?
Yes, totally.
Let me just get Jake on the line. I'll play a track and when we'll have a backwards off in a minute, all right?
Okay, brilliant. Thanks.
Scott Mills.
So Sarah here, when given a word, can work out what it is backwards really quick. Am I right?
Yep, that's me, yep.
Faster than Jake, who we had on the show last week.
Well, I don't want to be too cocky, but I think I'd be a good match for him at least.
Jake's on the line. Hey, what do you think about this?
I'm not saying anything yet. I'd like to be like Sarah. I'm not too cocky, so...
Okay. Also, you hold the crown at the moment, Backwards Boy, so it's really just if she can challenge it or not.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, I have to see how it goes, but yeah, I don't want to be too cocky either.
Okay, well, I've got a load of words here, and it's basically just say it as soon as you know.
Okay.
This is new for me. I never thought this would happen on the radio.
No, but what's incredible about this is it's two superheroes battling. We've never done something like this with people with such special powers.
Yeah.
It's Batman v Spider-Man.
It is.
It's Superman v Catwoman. Yeah. Is that kind of thing?
Yeah,
I'll take that.
What's the wolf one? Werewolf. Wolverine. It's Wolverine versus... I don't know.
What's the wolf one?
The female equivalent.
No.
Okay, are you ready then, guys?
Yeah, all good.
Okay, it's Jake, who holds the crown right now, versus Sarah, backwards words. You ready?
Yeah. All good, yeah.
Batman.
Namtab.
Oh, Jake. Booby trap.
Party boob.
Oh, that was a draw there, I felt.
Party boob is correct. Solicitor.
Rotisilos.
Yes, Jake, you got there faster.
That was so funny.
Facebook.
Kuba Ecas.
Oh, that's so good.
Such a
battle. They're in
list,
sync.
Isn't it? It's great.
Christopher.
Rafoxer.
Oh, they're the same. Exactly the same time.
So quick. It's so weird, this. It's so impressive.
It's so fun.
This is cracking me up.
Aluminium.
Minium.
Jake gets it. Flabbergasted.
That's saggy back.
That's sab rebuff.
Oh. Yes, Sarah.
Pulled it back.
Hurricane.
Enakira.
Sarah's coming back here.
She's back.
She's playing the game backwards. She's going to win at the end.
Yellow.
Why?
Oh, same. Computer.
Red top mark.
Same. Draw. Xylophone.
Enopolix.
I think Sarah got that one.
Okay.
Whoa, if I've got the maths right here, Scott, that makes it a draw.
It's
so
a draw.
Far. Sarah's got this back.
Ooh.
Okay, guys, so equal at the moment, pretty much. It's a draw, but it rests on this one. Now,
ooh, come on.
Do you do sentences, not just words?
Oh, I do, but I'm slower.
Okay. Well, here's the test, then, because it's an actual sentence.
Oh, no, okay.
Okay, okay.
Backwards boy, you ready?
Yeah, my heart's going.
Backwards girl, you ready?
Yeah, my heart's pounding.
Here we go. I want biggest weekend tickets.
Second.
I don't know.
That was messy.
Sarah takes the crown.
Yeah. Oh,
what a comeback.
Wow.
Oh.
Sorry, Jake, you only held it for a few days.
I'm so sorry.
Just to prove it, like off of All Good Sport on TV, here's a slow motion action replay. Sounds good in slow mo.
My heart's going.
I was really dubious about your claim to the crown, Sarah, but you've got it.
Well, I was quite shocked myself. I didn't even know. I've never done it out loud before, just in my head. So there we go.
You must be buzzing.
Thank you so much. Well done, backwards boy.
Thank you. Well done, backwards girl. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
And thanks to both of our backwards listeners. Thank you, Sarah and Jake.
No problem.
See you
soon.
Thank
love you.
You.
Bye.
Scott Mills.
There are calls for this backwards game to replace Mastermind on BBC One. I mean, that would be the dream.
Good shout.
And a lot of people noticing chemistry between backwards girl and backwards boy, but backwards girl does have a husband. She's married, so that's not happening.
Shame. Look at this, Vinnie and Brentwood.
Don't say shame. She's married.
Oh, no, I know, but it's just a lovely idea, isn't it?
Yeah. Leave your husband. Run off with backwards boy.
I'm not saying that. It's just they...
Scott Mills.
Sorry, baby girl. I cut you off there a little bit, didn't I?
No, it's all right. But what I'm saying is if they were single, hypothetically, I know they're not, we could do like a backwards wedding on the show. It could be amazing. Everything could be backwards.
What, they walk down the aisle backwards?
They walk down the aisle backwards, desserts for starters.
Yes.
Yep. They take the ring off.
Yep.
The first dance is done right at the end of the night.
Vows backwards. Oh, that's actually a great idea.
Mate, it could have been so good for the show.
I know.
And that's not to put any pressure on the situation.
And like, it was a bit like, oh, come on, just kiss already. But obviously they can't because married.
Scott Mills. BBC. Radio 1. Where it begins.
Did you like that? Huh? If you did, listen 1 till 4 live on Radio 1 or get the BBC iPlayer radio app and listen to this whenever you want.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
This is the BBC.